Tommy Lou Gehrig.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dude's dogs damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Mom, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Loogie. The Giants had the world in their hands, and they screwed it up. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Giants had the world in their hands, and they screwed it up. A golden opportunity to pick first in the NFL draft. And all you had to do was lose the final two games. And the Giants are in such a unique situation because normally the teams that are vying for the number one overall pick don't have a franchise quarterback. The Giants do. I think Jackson Dart is the next great quarterback in this league. So the Giants are set at the position that is most important on the field. The Giants have found the thing that so many teams in the league are searching for, the franchise quarterback. When you have that player and you also are presented with the chance to get the number one overall pick, you do everything in your power to secure that. And what made this season even more opportunistic to have the number one overall pick is there was another team in this town that has all these picks, that sold off Sauce Gardner, that traded off Quinnen Williams. A team that has searched forever for their franchise quarterback. A team, a franchise, a fan base that is desperate for a quarterback. That's the Jets. They have all these picks in the first round. They have all these picks in the second round. And the Giants could have gotten the number one overall pick and traded that to the Jets for their picks. Hand in hand. Like, I'm a Giant fan. I know a lot of Giant fans out there listening right now. There's a lot of Jet fans out there listening right now. We had the opportunity to secure the number one overall pick. Hand in hand. We could have walked across the stage together and awkwardly hugged Roger Goodell during the draft. We as a state, New York, even though we play in Jersey, we could have secured the number one overall pick together. The Giants in name right. They then would trade it to the Jets for all their picks. The Giants have their franchise quarterback. They can build around Jackson Dart. And the Jets can get the thing they have been looking for forever. The thing you need in the NFL to succeed. And that is a franchise quarterback. But they screwed it up. Now, I was the start dart guy. Now, this is a new time slot for me. After hours. I'll be doing the overnights here Sunday into Monday. You could also catch me, you know, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night here on The Fan, 7 p.m. when there's no game, and, you know, around 10 o'clock when there are games. If you are not familiar with me, I was the guy in August that put a sign on his chest that said, Start Dart. I was the first guy on this radio station to believe in Jackson Dart. I wanted Jackson Dart to be the starter in week one. And I was laughed at. I was mocked. I was called an idiot. And that was just by my family members. Tiki called me a moron. But I was right. Jackson Dart should have been the quarterback from week one. And then when we got to the end of the year, even though I was the start dart guy in week one and a lot of people disagreed with me, I then became the relaxing Jackson guy. Because I think the Giants, and I asked Tiki to send them a note during study hall. Perhaps he didn't do that. The Giants should have benched Jackson Dart for Russell Wilson. Because Russell Wilson gave him the best chance to lose these games. And the mission and the goal was to lose. That's what's best for Jackson Dart. That's what's best for this franchise. To lose games. Like, I saw things on Twitter today that almost made my head explode. We beat the Cowboys. The Giants beat the Cowboys. That's a great thing. Can we get back to reality? The Cowboys benched their quarterback at halftime. The Cowboys laid down. The Cowboys put their sword on the ground and said, we're good. Season's over. So the Giants, yes, beat the Cowboys, but the Cowboys quit on the game. There is no carryover into next season for beating the Cowboys in Week 18. There is no carryover into next season for the Giants beating the Raiders in Week 17. Like, if Jackson Dart is sitting here 5 years from now, hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, and the interviewer says, Jackson, what led to you winning the Super Bowl with the Giants? I can promise you that Jackson Dart will not say, well, you know, that win against the Raiders in 2025 at the end of the season, that really propelled this franchise in my career. Get lost. There's no carryover. What will turn this team around is hiring the right head coach. More on that in a little bit. What will turn this team around is building. Now, I said all along that I think the roster is not the issue. Sure, they need another receiver. They need some help in the secondary. But I think Joe Shane overall has done a much better job than people give him credit for. I think the biggest issue with the Giants has been coaching. And coaching will certainly turn this team around. They hire the right guy, they can win 10 games next year. But it gives you a much better advantage if you have more picks in the first round and second round to build around your franchise quarterback. And the way you do that is by losing these last two games. Now, I know everybody doesn't like the word, or a lot of you out there, you don't like the word tank. And if you're not familiar with me and you haven't heard me before on The Fan, I have been on a quest, a mission, to come up with a softer word or phrase for tanking. Because I think tanking's a dirty word. It's a word that people don't want to... Well, organizations don't tank, Loogie. Or players don't tank, Loogie. Maybe the organization does, but the players don't. And I think that if we come up with the softer word or phrase for it, people will be able to wrap their head around it a hell of a lot better. So that's a mission that I'm on, and that's a mission that we are all going to go on together here on After Hours. You could either hit me up at Tommy Lugauer on Twitter, or you could call the station here, 888-808-1019. I've gotten a lot of them through the weeks because I've been doing this for about a month or so. Nothing that's been a 10 out of 10. I really want a 12 out of 10. And once I get that, that will be the one that we put on a t-shirt and we use and I use forever. Like, the best one I have is Back to the Future, but for obvious reasons, I can't put that on a t-shirt. But you're going back to get to the future. So you're losing, but you're ultimately winning. So what I would tell you, the homework assignment, is to think of Walt Disney when he's talking about Epcot. That's the best way I would describe it. And come up with a phrase. Remember, all soft words. No losing, no falling, no nothing that has a negative connotation. And once we together come up with that word or phrase, I will use it and take credit for it. No, I'll give you credit, maybe, if I remember who gave it to me. But tanking is a dirty word. But it's the situation that we are in. Like, I'm not the problem. I'm part of the solution. The NFL is set up where there is no lottery. People do not take ping pong balls out of a hat to determine who is the number one overall pick. You lose the most amount of games, you get the number one overall pick. That's the situation. So if you don't like it, well, then I would petition to get a lottery. But until then, we all have to be part of the solution. And losing these games over the last 2 weeks, that was the solution. But instead, the Giants won those two games. And they screwed over not just themselves, but also the Jets. Now you can say, who cares about the Jets? But I'm in the giving mood. I'm in the festive mood. And I am in the football has been so bad in New York mood for so long for both franchises. Like, the Giants have had a year here where they make the playoffs, a year there where they make the playoffs, but otherwise, they've been the Jets. Let's be real. The Jets are the worst organization in all of sports. Period. They have the longest drought across all four major sports. Now, I'm not a hockey expert, but that means every single hockey team has made the playoffs since the Jets have. So if the Atlanta Thrashers are still around, they've made the playoffs more recently. If the Hartford Whalers are still around, they have made the playoffs more recently. The Utah Woolly Mammoth, or whatever team name they've decided on there in Utah, they've made the playoffs more recently than the Jets. So the Giants had an opportunity to not only help themselves, but to help the Jets. We could have secured the number one overall pick. But instead, the Giants are picking fifth. The Jets are now in a situation where the Raiders are not going to trade out of the number one overall pick. They're going to draft Mendoza. And the Jets are going to be in a situation where they can't control their own destiny. They don't have the pick of the litter. And I think based on the fact that football has been so bad in this town for so long, when you get a golden opportunity like this, when you get the world in your hands like the Giants had, you don't screw it up. You do everything in your power to lose because that's the game. Now, we could talk about it changing. We could talk about a lottery. We could talk about how it's not great for the sport for fans to root to lose. But you're ultimately rooting for them to win. And picking, the difference between picking, you know, fifth or sixth or seventh, that can mean the difference. Like, how many times has there been a player where he went on to be a Hall of Famer, he was picked fifth, and your team was picking seventh? Had you been picking fifth, you might have got him. He could have been a Hall of Famer, and perhaps you would have won a Super Bowl or had more sustained success. Like, I'll take winning games and going to the playoffs at this point for both franchises, and they should both be in that situation and both have that mentality. More on that in just a little bit with the Giants, because I do, as far as their head coaching search, because I do have a candidate that I am going to put my stamp on. Now, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Raheem Morris has already been let go by the Falcons. Stefanski could be on his way out. We don't know what's going on in Baltimore with the Ravens. But I'm going to go based off of right now at 2:12 in the morning on Monday, based on the candidates that are available right now. To me, there's only one guy that fits the bill for the Giants. There's only one guy that I want to be the head coach, the CEO, the adult in the room to turn this team around. There are building blocks. They have a franchise quarterback. They have a number one wide receiver. They have a really good running back room. The offensive line has improved under Joe Shane's watch. The defensive line, which underachieved this year, to me, that's more on coaching and scheme. The talent is there to win. I still wanted more picks because you can never have enough talent. You can never have enough depth. And depth has been an issue with the Giants over the years, and one of the reasons why they haven't been successful. But ultimately, it comes down to coaching. And we will get into that in just 1 second. But the Giants had everything in their hands, and they screwed it up. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. After hours here, Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the late night. Let's go to Walt in Oceanport, New Jersey. What's up, Walt?
Hey, Lugie, congratulations with the new show.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Walt. Now, before, because we're just getting to know each other here, I've never heard of Oceanport, New Jersey. That feels like a new... Did you make that town up? I've heard of, like, Oceanside.
No, I don't know.
Oceanport. Now, where... If I'm on a map, let's say I'm in Belmar, New Jersey, okay? So I'm Belmar, New Jersey. Yeah. That's a person. Where is Oceanport, New Jersey in comparison to that?
It's about 20 miles north, maybe 15 miles north.
So are you down? You're down the shore, though. You listen. If you have ocean in the name, and I get there, and there's no water, that's false advertising. You're near the water.
Well, no, we'll just go over to Keith McPherson's house. I mean, like because he grew up in Ocean Township. So,
but is there an ocean?
We're very close.
But are you near the ocean?
Yes.
Okay.
Very close.
Good.
To you.
All right. What do you got on the Giants?
Okay, so actually, I was my phone call started off because, like, Lori, you know, your previous host, she was all about, you know, I think the problem is right now. I think that the Giants, I think it's management.
Walt, hold on 1 second, man. And look, we're all it's all good. You know, this is that felt like a little bit of a false start. That we look like the Jets there. We look like the Giants. That's no problem. We're doing live radio, but even with live radio, we could do a replay. And perhaps I review here. And maybe I threw you off with the ocean stuff. That's cool. We're going to take a reset. All right, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. After hours, Tommy Lugauer here. Lugie in the late night. Let's go to Walt in Oceanport, New Jersey. Walt, what's on your mind, my friend?
Okay.
Yes.
What's on my mind is that I thought it was ridiculous to play Jackson Dart the second half of the game today. I don't understand why we have to win these games. These are like meaningless games. And I'm upset that like now we've fallen to number five in the draft. Okay. When we were number one, all we had to do was like lose the games. There's a whole conundrum that like, the way that the draft is like done, I just don't really think that was like, he got his head like taken off like five.
Yeah, I mean, well, you brought up a couple good points there. I personally have seen enough from Jackson Dart heading into the game against the Raiders to know that he's the goods. Like when you look at this season for the Giants and you take a gander at the games that they lost, when you think back to the Broncos game, when you think back to the 49ers game, just to name a few, even the Lions game, there were so many, the Chiefs, that was more of a Russell Wilson thing, but the Cowboys game, there was a lot of losses here that had to do with bad coaching. Not Jackson Dart. Now, I understand one of those games was started by Russ, one of those games was started by Winston, but overall the coaching has been horrific. I mean, Bowen, Dable, Kafka, you can't find three worse coaches. I think Dable actually is good for a coordinator, but as far as a head coach, he was in way over his head. There were so many losses this year that could have been wins. And when I think of Jackson Dart, and I look at Jackson Dart's rookie season, 99% of the time, he didn't look like a rookie. Now, they protected him against the Vikings. I understand that. Brian Flores is one of the best defensive coordinators in the sport. He eats rookie quarterbacks for breakfast, so they made a vanilla game plan, and they tried to protect Jackson Dart, both physically and just emotionally, because that was going to be a wreck no matter what. But when you look at the games with Dable, especially with Dart, it was coaching. Jackson Dart does not look like a rookie. He looks poised. He looks the part. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to start Dart right out of the gate, because I knew that coming from college under the tutelage of Lane Kiffin, I could see it in his... I met him out of training camp, albeit for 5 minutes, but still, you can get a good gauge of somebody just in the way they carry themselves. Like, if the moment is going to be too big, it's not for Jackson Dart. He is the perfect temperament. He has the perfect amount of cockiness, confidence, which is, you know, borders on each other sometimes. You want to be right there on the line, confident in the cockiness. He has both. And he has that spark, along with Scadaboo, that this team desperately needed. So when I evaluate Jackson Dart going into these last two games, I already saw everything I needed to see. And I think he already has enough knowledge to succeed in this league. Like, nothing that Jackson Dart learned against beating the Raiders or beating the Cowboys is going to matter. There's no carryover. It's not building a culture. It goes into the ether, these wins. But what it does is it screws up your draft position, which was the most important thing. The Giants had the world in their hands, and they screwed it up. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Jay in Woodmere. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Appreciate you.
I called in a few weeks back. I suggested a new term. I was talking about Shohei Ohtani suggesting a new term for tanking. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure why it didn't take off. I think it worked a lot better than Back to the Future. I'm not sure if you remember. I called into Evan and Tiki.
Jay, I got to be honest with you. We've done so many of these now that I don't specifically remember. And for the audience who didn't hear it for the first time, just remind everybody what it was.
Well, do you know how much Shohei Ohtani is getting paid this year?
Yeah, I think he's getting paid $25. He's deferred all his... He deferred hundreds of millions of dollars, and I think he receives like $100 and like a coupon to a movie, him and a guest. I think that's what his contract, which by the way is a great contract. I mean, that's really why the Dodgers are in the situation they're in, is because Ohtani has deferred all his money. But yeah, I don't know the exact number, but I know it's not a lot compared to what he's worth.
So what I said is that the Giants have to do the same thing. They should have deferred this win against the Cowboys to next year.
Deferred the win. Now, Jay, not bad. I don't like it being just one word. I like it more as a phrase. So I guess you could say they deferred the win. They're deferring their wins.
They're deferring wins.
Not bad.
Deferred wins.
Not bad. And I said this to you at the time, Jay, I think. Now this is now coming back into my brain. I'm having an epiphany. You know, lightning has just struck my brain. Shmi. But I think at the time I said it was about I'm going to say 7.5 out of 10, which, by the way, is great. I mean, 7.5 out of 10. I mean, you're graduating on time, which is, I mean, that's what you want. I mean, it gets you in the Hall of Fame. But if it's baseball, you got 7 hits out of 10. I mean, if you hit 7 3-pointers out of 10, you're amazing. But for this, Jay, I'm looking for that 10 out of 10. I'm looking for that 12 out of 10. And to me, deferring the win, it's not the one I'm looking for. But we're going to keep trying. And, Jay, I need you to keep shooting. So if you didn't like it, if I don't like this one, call me back in a week. We'll get there. Just call me back. We'll figure it out.
I also think that there's a much bigger problem than the Giants winning games, and that is Joe Shane, who cannot draft, can't develop, clearly can't get good coaches. He's just not good at managing a football team.
Well, what I would say is this. He drafted Jackson Dart. Now, I understand that Brian Daboll deserves most of the credit.
Evan Neal.
He also drafted, but you're not going to draft every single player. Not every single pick is going to be a hit. Not every single pick is going to be a miss. Evan Neal is a problem. Tay Banks is a problem. It's not a perfect resume. But what I would say about Joe Shane, Jay, and this is why, and I got a lot of flack for this, but whatever, it's my grading system. I gave Joe Shane a few weeks ago a B+. Because when I look at the best player on offense for the Giants, who would that be? Jackson Dart. Who drafted him? Joe Shane. Second best player, Malik Nabers. Who drafted him? Joe Shane. Cam Scataboo, who won the hearts and minds of all Giant fans this year until he unfortunately got injured. He was a steal. What was he, like a third, fourth round pick? He was a steal. That's Joe Shane. Tyrone Tracy. Pretty good, right? Joe Shane. Who's the best defensive player on the team? Brian Burns. Great trade by Joe Shane. This defensive line outside of Dexter Lawrence, which is underperformed, but I think it's more coaching and scheme. Joe Shane put this D-line together. The O-line, which we got one of the biggest, I think it's trope is the word I'm looking for here, or one of the most frequent calls we've gotten to this station. Because we've all, you know, I've been working here forever. I've been a listener, you know, the majority of my life. The Wilpons need to sell. That's a big one. The Giants' offensive line stinks, which is what I'm leading to here. When's the last time you yourself picked up the phone and said that? When's the last time you heard anybody on this station say that, caller or host? When's the last time? You haven't heard in a while. Why? Because the offensive line has played a lot better. Who has built that offensive line up? Joe Shane. I think it all comes down to coaching. The roster is there. Not complete. Not complete. That's why it's a B+. If I said A+, then I would say it's a complete roster. But I gave it a B+. But they need the right guy at the helm. And I have the right guy in mind, and I will get that to you in the next half hour. But the coaching has been so abysmal that it has masked what I believe is a good roster. And at times could be a really good roster. Look back on this season. Look at all the games the Giants played. And I know you want to move on from it. It's been an awful year. But I think this is a good exercise, especially now that, you know, you got a couple of days here before the NFL playoffs and all that stuff. Go through every single game and say, if we had, and name the great head coach. Doesn't have to be available. You can say Sean McVay. You can say Mike Tomlin. You can say Andy Reid. Just name the Mike Vrabel. If we had that head coach for that game, go through the schedule. Would the Giants have won that game? Go through all of them. And then come up with the record. And then tell me Joe Shane's the problem. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Christian in Kings Park. What's up, Christian?
Hey, how you doing, man? Congratulations.
Thank you. What's happening?
So one quick phrase, mm-hmm. Instead of tanking.
Yeah. What do you got?
Slow cooking.
Slow cooking, you said?
Yeah. Like, you know, when, like, you have to, you know, like, you know, let, like, the ribs, like, smoke or let the brisket, you know, it takes a while. So it's sort of like a way of just saying, hey, you know, we're going to let this marinate for a little bit.
We're braising. And we're braising, basically, here. Yeah. I don't, Christian, you seem like a nice guy. And I appreciate that you called, and maybe we could go out sometime for a coffee or something. Maybe we could see a Broadway show. It just doesn't fit, my friend. And that's okay. By the way, there are no bad answers here. If I was creative, I would have came up with it already. That's why I'm putting you guys to work. Believe me, I would have just came up with it. I would have put it on a T-shirt, and I would tweet it out all the time. I don't have it. It just, it didn't fit there. The slow cooking, it just doesn't fit. We have to figure out a way, because again, and if you're just tuning in right now, and if you're new to me, you know, Tommy Lugauer here on After Hours, overnight Sunday into Monday, and then evenings, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night here on The Fan. I've been on a quest. I'm like Frodo in Lord of the Rings to find a softer phrase for tanking, because I know a lot of people listening right now, and I know a lot of hosts here. I'm sure Joe doesn't like that word, Beningo. Tiki, I know for a fact, doesn't like it. I don't know Boomer's opinion on it. I'll get it later. I'll see somebody here in the hall from the morning show. I would imagine he doesn't like that word. I mean, played in the league. It's a dirty word. It's, ooh, we don't tank. But if I said you're draft harvesting for a better tomorrow, again, channel your inner Walt Disney talking about Epcot. Like when Walt Disney talked about Epcot, you're like, this sounds like the greatest thing ever. Meanwhile, he's talking about a place where you're going to sit online for 4 hours in 98 degree heat. And people pop $500 to go do it. Why? Because he made it sound so good. So if we make tanking sound better, like when your wife says, oh, does this shirt make me look fat? Well, even if it does, don't say it, dummy. Find a softer way to say it. Don't lie straight to her face because she knows the answer. That's the thing. Do you know why I pulled you over? Yes, of course. Now that you don't want to incriminate yourself, don't say anything in addition. You know, stick within the lines. But the softer you say it, the better it is. Tanking. Ugh! Teams don't tank. We're draft strategizing. We're going back to the future. We're slow cooking our ribs, like the last caller said, to get a better draft pick. Because ultimately, you know what wins in the NFL? Head coach, GM, quarterback. That's it. Those are the building blocks. The successful teams in the NFL have all three. They have a marriage between the three. And when you can get all of those, you will win year in and year out. You know how you get that quarterback? By getting the best draft pick possible. That's it. That's how you do it. It gives you a better chance to get your guy. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tommy Lugauer here on After Hours. So Lugie in the late night. We'll get to your calls in just 1 second here on the Giants. We'll open up the Jets conversation in about, I'd say, in the 3 o'clock hour. Certainly Aaron Rodgers getting into the playoffs and how that ties into the Jets, Aaron Glenn's future. I also have a trade idea for the Jets that I want to throw your way coming up, and a coach that's out there that I think the Jets should hire as a coordinator. So that's coming up. But in the next half hour, I will give you my candidate. The guy I want, based on the people that are available, the guy that I think is the perfect fit to be the next head coach of the Giants. It's After Hours here on The Fan. 2:34 here on The Fan in New York City. After Hours, Tommy Lugauer.
Lukey.
888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get back to those calls in just 1 second here. So the Giants are obviously going to hire a head coach. And having done the coordinator route for the last few hires, I as a Giant fan, don't believe the Giants should go that route. They need to bring in somebody with experience. They need a CEO. The Giants need an adult in the room to take this franchise from a loser, a team that wins 3 or 4 games, a team that is out of it come early October, and they need the right head coach to bring in a sustained winning culture. And based on the candidates that we have right now, That guy for me is Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy, who gets a lot of flack, a guy that gets very disrespected, a guy that has similar resumes to certain head coaches in the league, like a John Harbaugh, like a Mike Tomlin, yet those guys, and it's nothing against them, I'm not knocking them, but they are revered, and Mike McCarthy is not. Well, McCarthy had Aaron Rodgers. Well, Mike McCarthy had Dak Prescott. Okay. Let's go through Mike McCarthy's resume. He's won a Super Bowl. And by the way, he beat Mike Tomlin in the Super Bowl. Mike McCarthy has made the playoffs with two different teams. Mike McCarthy has a 608 winning percentage in the regular season. McCarthy has made the playoffs 12 times. As recently as 2023, by the way. So you can't say, well, the game has passed him by. He just made the playoffs a couple years ago. Mike McCarthy has 11 seasons with double-digit wins. Mike McCarthy, based on the candidates that are available right now, is the best for the job. The Giants can't hire a coordinator. Like, I know everybody loves Shula because he's the protege of Sean McVay. I don't think you could take that risk. Because, yeah, Shula could turn into the next Sean McVay, but he could also be another horrible hire and another coordinator in the long line of coordinators that were just that. Great coordinators, but not great head coaches. It is a major leap from coordinator to head coach. The Giants can't go the coordinator route. They have to hire an adult in the room. They have to hire a CEO. And what Mike McCarthy brings is a guy that knows how to win in this league. It's very difficult. Like, people just want to blow past and dismiss McCarthy winning 10 games. He won like 12 games 3 years in a row with the Cowboys. Well, Loogie, his clock management is bad. Oh, really? Well, his clock management led to 12 wins every year with the Cowboys, basically. His clock management has led himself to 12 playoff appearances for the teams that he's coached and a Super Bowl. And quite frankly, when you look at where the Giants are at right now and where they've been, I, for one, am not going to look down on a head coach that has had great success, especially in the regular season. Now, if 5 years from now, with Dart, with McCarthy, if it's wild card exit, divisional round exit, championship game exit, and much like Tibbs with the Knicks, if Mike McCarthy can't get the Giants to the ultimate goal and over the ultimate hump, and that's winning a Super Bowl, yeah, then you move on. But Mike McCarthy, much like Tom Thibodeau, can be the guy to build the program up. Look where the Knicks were at before Tibbs. Look where they're at right now. The Knicks are the most well-run organization in the state right now, in this city. And if I had said 10 years from ago that that was going to be the case, you would have laughed at me. You would have said, no way. Now, ultimately, the Knicks have to win a title. They didn't feel like Tibbs was the guy to get them there. That's why they let him go and they brought in Mike Brown. But for where the Giants are at right now, like, look at the leap the Patriots made when they brought in a CEO program builder in Vrabel. Look at where the Chargers were and now are when they brought in a program builder in Jim Harbaugh. Mike McCarthy, like, everybody will be running to the... Now, it's not happening because Tomlin... And this is the greatness of Mike Tomlin, because he can get teams to the playoffs. A lot of people think he's the Brian Cashman of Pittsburgh, and they just have this certain standard. Well, we made the playoffs this year. We gave our team a great season and our fan base a great season. And that is better than a lot of franchises in the NFL, and for the Yankees, it would be in baseball. And I think a lot of fans there are... I mean, weeks ago, fans were calling for Mike Tomlin's head. They were saying, fire Tomlin, chanting it. They booed Renegade. And here we are, and Pittsburgh's going to be hosting a playoff game. But that's the brilliance of Mike Tomlin. But I gave you the McCarthy resume. it's very similar to Mike Tomlin. Yet Mike Tomlin, and I think that's because of lack of quarterback play, and he's been able to do a lot more with a lot less, he is viewed in a much different light. Same with Harbaugh, John Harbaugh, with the Ravens. Another name that's going to be a hot name, assuming he gets fired, is Kevin Stefanski. Kevin Stefanski, he clicks a few of the boxes. Obviously, he has head coaching experience. Like the guy I'm looking for, I want head coaching experience. I want somebody that's won, that has won games consistently in the league. And I want a guy that could come in and be able to handle all the things that is to be a head coach. Meaning, with a coordinator, you never know if they can translate to be the head coach because there's a lot more that goes into it than just being the coordinator. Stefanski, you know, answers a lot of those questions or fills a lot of those boxes. But he's under 500 as a coach. He had two winning seasons, I believe, out of six in Cleveland. Yet everybody is going to anoint Kevin Stefanski as, you got to hire, you got to run to the table, you got to get him. Front of the line. Mike McCarthy, nah, no way. Bad clock management, oh really. Won a Super Bowl, made the playoffs with two different teams. 608 winning percentage in the regular season, 12 playoff appearances, 12. You don't have to take your shoes off to count how many times the Giants have made the playoffs in the last 10 years. McCarthy's made it 12 times in his career. And as recently as 2023. And 11 seasons with double-digit wins. That's a heck of a resume. Yet everybody this week is going to be touting, ooh, we need this coordinator. Ooh, Kevin Stefanski's available. Boy, I hope Harbaugh gets fired by the Ravens. And it's nothing against Harbaugh. He's a heck of a coach. And he'd be right there. If Harbaugh got fired tomorrow, I would put him neck and neck with Mike McCarthy. I'd be thrilled with both. But I know a lot of people out there, just Harbaugh and even Tomlin are leaps and bounds over Mike McCarthy. And I just think that's totally unfair and totally disrespectful to the career that McCarthy has had. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's go to Kevin in Staten Island. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, Woogie? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
All right, not too bad. Here's a name for you. What do you think about Chucky?
Yeah, I mean, Kevin, that's a name that a lot of people are going to throw around. I don't see it with Gruden. Now, Gruden does fit the bill for a lot of things that I've laid out. He has won. He's won a Super Bowl. The leader of men, CEO. I just think that perhaps the game passed him by a little bit. Like, it was not going well with the Raiders. McCarthy, to his credit, had, I'm not going to use the word great, but he had good success with the Cowboys. But also the Cowboy fan and the Cowboy franchise looks at things a lot differently than the Giants. The Cowboys want to win a Super Bowl. They've been bridesmaids enough. They've been the laughingstock of the league when it comes to January football for decades. So a coach that's just going to come in and win 12 games and get you to the playoffs, that's not good enough for that fan base. And we know there's a million Cowboy fans. There's more Cowboy fans in New York than there is in Dallas. You can go to the Upside Down and find a Cowboy fan. You can go to Tatooine and find a Cowboy fan. Mordor, Cowboy fans. They're everywhere. Their standard is a little bit different. And it's not a loser mentality that I have right now as a Giant fan. It's just dissecting where the franchise is at. And that is at the bottom of the barrel. So a guy that could walk in here and win me 10 games, and I'll say it again, with this quarterback in Jackson Dart, if the Giants hire Mike McCarthy, the Giants will win 10 games next year and they will be in the playoffs. It's not a personnel issue with this team. It's coaching. Their coaching staff this year was pathetic, hideous. Dable stinks, especially as a head coach. Bowen, pathetic. Kafka, clueless. Mike McCarthy is not. Mike McCarthy is the guy in two different stops that showed you he can win games and get you to the playoffs. And that is the ultimate goal. And if he can't get you over the hump, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But right now, we as Giant fans and the Giants as an organization are in no position to sit there and say, ah, let me see, Mike McCarthy resume, hold on a second. Won a Super Bowl, made the playoffs with a couple different teams, over a 600 winning percentage in regular season, double-digit times in the playoffs, 11 seasons with double-digit wins. Yeah. Next. No way. Mike McCarthy, to me, is the guy the Giants should hire as their head coach. Let's go to Stu in Long Island. What's up, Stu?
Loogie.
Yo.
You're looking for the word pay it forward for the wins.
You're saying
that you're paying forward.
The phrase for tanking, you like pay it forward. You know what it is, Stu? And I don't think you're a lazy fella. And I'm certainly not a lazy fella. Pay it forward.
I got a few others too.
Yeah, you know what I don't like about pay it forward? It's something that's used a lot in life. And I don't want to be, they used to call it like a biter back in the day. I'm dating myself a little bit. That's a 90s term. We don't want to bite off anybody. We don't want to, you know, pay. That's why I don't want to go Back to the Future, even though it's a great movie. Although there's morons that think Back to the Future 2 is better than Back to the Future 1.
What about financing wins?
Financing wins. It sounds like Wolf of Wall Street. Like,
Or put the game on layaway.
Put the game on layaway?
Play the game on layaway.
Nah. Stu? You seem like a nice guy. They're okay. Those are okay. 7 out of 10, 7.5s out of 10s. Which, by the way, you know, we are here on After Hours. Sometimes a 7.5 at 2:30 in the morning is a 10. Trust me on that one. And really, they're all line drives in the box score when you're looking back on it in your life. Also another pro tip. But even though we are in the wee hours here, Loogie in the late night, we still want that 10 out of 10. Because we strive for greatness. Like, I'm getting on the greatness train. It's pulling into the station. I am a generational talent. I'm the future of not just the radio station, but of the business. And I thrive on greatness. And I thrive on enthusiasm. So don't take the wind out of my sails. And I don't want to take the wind out of your sails. So even though these options have been mid, it's nothing against you. It's just we haven't heard the perfect phrase yet. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Perhaps Carlos has it for us, but we'll find out all together. What do you got, Carlos?
Hey, Loogie. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, nobody wants to hear the word tanking, right?
Yep.
Especially, you know, players. Now, the Giants had a job, and the only job they had was to play with numbers. Lose the last two games,
mm-hmm.
and you're in it. Now, how about the name Magnet Calculator?
Magnet Calculator? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know about that one, Carlos. But you know what? Again, there's no wrong answers here. There isn't. And I like the buildup. You had the long windup there, which I appreciate. I mean, I'm a big long windup guy. The windup was there. And you came with work, which I also like. Like, I remember back in the day when I had math in high school, and I was like, I would copy my friend's homework because math is useless, especially, like, I mean, honestly. Like, I'm sitting there in the 90s, and everybody's telling me, you need to learn math. Do I? I wish I was Back to the Future, and I had a DeLorean, and I could tell everybody that we're going to have calculators on our phones, and learning math and writing it down on a piece of paper with a pencil is going to be archaic and useless. But I would just copy my friend's homework. Literally on the way to class. And then when I get in class, the teacher would say, can you show your work? I'd say, no, because I don't know the work, because I didn't do the work. I copied my friend's homework. So can you please give me a C so I get the heck out of here and I can be on WFAN in 20 years? Because quite frankly, I don't care about math. But you showed the work. It just wasn't the greatest. I mean, that was like 6.5. But you know what, though? There's only one way to go from there, and it's up. Well, I guess you could go down, but I think you're going to go up. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Stuart's in Brooklyn. What's up, Stuart?
Morning, Tommy. Happy New Year.
Well, Stuart, a couple things here. And I love you. You know that. Just, Stuart, I love you.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can say it back. It's okay. We're
too,
friends.
Tommy.
Okay. Two things there. Number one, good morning.
Good morning.
No. Not repeat after me. So we're just going to dissect everything you just said there. So you said good morning. Now, I'm going to guess, Stu, or Stewie. Do you go Stewie or Stu? What do you go with here?
Stu is fine.
You know why I ask you that, Stu? Because I'm Tommy, or I go by Tommy. But a lot of people think that that's like kind of sophomoric. They think of Tommy Pickles and Rugrats. My wife hates it. She calls me Thomas. And I'm like, Thomas, what do I have, a Roman numeral after my last name? I mean, come on. What am I wearing, coral pants with Boomer and the Hamptons? I mean, that's very like hoity-toity. So, you know what I mean? So I'm not big on Thomas, but my mom calls me it. My wife calls me it. But I go by Tommy. I think it's a little edgy. Some people think it's sophomoric. So I didn't want to call you Stewie because that may be considered a little bit like immature. So if it's Stewart, it's Stu, it's Stewie. But which one is it, Stu?
Either one. Stewart okay, or Stu is fine.
Way to have conviction. So the first thing you said there was good morning. Now, this is after hours, of course. Loogie in the late night. I'll be doing overnight Sunday into Monday, and then I'll be at nights Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night going forward here on The Fan. Mm-hmm. I would imagine most of our audience right now, Stu, is not, it's not their morning, it's their night. Like 2:50 is more like good evening. Good morning, I think, is probably like if you had called me like 4:30 in the morning, because then I think people are getting up. Right now, it's probably more good evening. So I would have said good evening, number one. And number two, Happy New Year. I mean, that was a week ago. So what we're going to do here, but Stu, I love you. We're going to take your call, but what we're going to do here is we're going to reset. So I'm going to put you on hold here, and this is what we're going to do. Anyway, yeah, really, look, I mean, Mike McCarthy to me, CEO, head of the table, the right type of guy to turn the Giants franchise around. That's the guy I want to be the head coach. That's my number one candidate. I want the guy that could come in here and win 10 games every year and get the Giants to the playoffs. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Loogie in the late night, after hours. Let's go to Stewart in Brooklyn. What's up, Stewie?
Yes.
By the way, can I call you Stewie? Do you like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Good morning again.
Well,
and
you know, you didn't listen.
It's morning. I get up at 2:30
yeah,
every
Stu,
morning.
Yeah, but Stu, again, help me help you. Help me help you. We're doing a dance here. Like now, you and I, we're dancing. So part of the dance there is that you say good evening. Now, if I go to hold and I do that bit a second time, it will be a little bit redundant. So now
okay.
We're sort of in the middle
okay,
of
good
it.
Evening.
Here. Ooh, there you go. Well, Stewie, what time do you wake up?
2:30.
Okay, what time do you go to bed?
8.
Okay, let's see here. 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. You know what? Not terrible. I'm a 7-hour-a-night guy. Oh, I also don't have kids. I really don't have a lot of responsibility, Stewart. So I'm getting a cat. My wife and I, don't even get me started on it. Gideon, the cat, the Persian teacup. Okay. Oh, you're a cat person. Okay.
Yeah.
So, right. So, I mean, so we're getting a Persian teacup cat named Gideon. This is a battle that I didn't want to fight it. I've put off a lot of things that are adulthood for a while now, Stewart. I'm 40, and my wife and I have been married for, I don't know, who knows. But we've been married for more than a year, so we'll go with that. She wanted the cat, and she wanted to get the expensive cat. So now I don't even want to say the number on the air, but we got this expensive cat. It's like I feel like a Kardashian or a Hilton, except I'm not an heir to a hotel company like they are. I'm just a radio host. But we got this expensive cat named Gideon, who will be joining us here in a couple weeks. Now, I'm told that the cat is going to wake me up and stuff. Maybe that's why you get up at 2:30 in the morning, Stewart. But I don't want to... This is what I would say. I don't like giving takes on the dogs and the cats because I think you have a better shot of pissing off less of the audience if you do politics. I mean, if I gave a political take right now, less people would be offended if I said, you know, dogs, they're idiots. Like if I said, dogs are idiots. They're stupid. Mm-hmm. You know why they're stupid? Because when you leave, these idiots think you're never coming back. Like, but I wouldn't say that because I would piss people off. Or if I said, you know, these cats, they're kind of prissy, they're roommates, they take it or leave it. I'm going to piss the cat people off. And quite frankly, I don't want to piss the cat people off. And I certainly don't want to piss the dog people off. Right? What are we talking about right now, Stewie? I don't even remember.
The Giants.
Oh, that's right. The Giants. So good morning to you, but really good evening to the rest of us. What do you have on the Giants?
That was terrible. Watching that game yesterday and then for the second straight week blowing a chance to have a high draft pick.
I know.
So they could trade the draft pick for multiple picks to get some draft capital.
When they think,
oh, we want to have Jackson Dart get a winning feeling. Stop it already. You know what? I feel bad for John Mara, but please go home. Go home. I don't know if you know this, but you can ask Mike. I have a spaceship ready to go.
Well, hold on a second here. I don't have Mike Francesa's number, so I'll have to get that. Oh, maybe I actually do have Mike Francesa's number, so I'll text him this. But you mean Mike Fliegelman behind the glass or Mike Francesa?
Mike Fliegelman.
Oh, Mike Fliegelman. So
Fleegs.
So Fleegs, of course. So you have a spaceship, Stewie?
Yeah, I have a spaceship ready to take off with people on it. Sure. And one person
well,
is
hold
named...
on a second, Stewie. Before you get into all the details, because I am very curious about the details of your spaceship, where is the spaceship?
It's ready at Cape Canaveral.
It's where?
Cape Canaveral.
Okay,
ready
so
to take off.
So it's like a PJ, a private jet. So you have right. your you have your spaceship there. Are you qualified to fly it, or do you have a person that can fly this?
I'm going to have somebody fly it with people on it that okay. I want out of here.
Now you know who probably wants out of here, Stewart? Jet fans. Well, those are the people that are going to want out of here. So if I was a Jet fan, I'm not, thankfully. But if I was, and somebody had the, you know, a spaceship and was saying, hey, we can get out of here, I'd be like, can I get on there? Because I don't really want, like, Jet fans probably wake up every day hoping the team will move. But really, your spaceship idea is better.
I have a specific number of people that's on.
Oh, I got you. So, okay, so this is a, so let me ask you this. Have all the seats been filled on your spaceship?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. I don't think I want to get on it, but like, how would one, maybe somebody in the audience does, Stewart, what do they need to do to prove to you that they are spaceship worthy?
No, they have to be people in charge of organizations.
Got you. I really don't got you.
Me?
No, I don't.
All right,
no,
ready for the name?
I think, Stewart, I think honestly we were better off with the Good Morning New Year stuff. Yeah, we were... You ever get to that point sometimes in your night where you're like, you know what, I should have probably, you know, went home? I've been there a lot. That's why we're after hours here. But I'm fascinated. Now, Stewie, call me back. Part of it is we're up against it. Call me back another time. We got to do a deeper dive into the spaceship thing. Because I am absolutely fascinated with the... Actually, let me rephrase that. I'm not fascinated with aliens. I think that I don't know how they exist because everybody says they exist, yet why don't we ever run into one at the mall? It's always in North Dakota where Eddie Scazzeri goes on vacation. It's never in a crowded mall where anybody sees an alien. It's always conveniently in someone's backyard. Okay, this is After Hours, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, and the Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results. ChefIQ.com. The NFL playoffs are here, and sadly, neither the Giants or Jets will be participating in it. Nope, it's all about the draft for the football locals. Unfortunately, the Giants are not picking first, as they won their last two games. Instead, they'll be picking fifth. The Jets are picking second. Do you know the last time Gangreed had that pick? They selected Zach Wilson. And the time before that was in 1990, and they took Blair Thomas. Joe Beningo and other Jet fans can only hope this selection will fare better than those two did. All right, 888-808-1019 is a number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night. We'll get back to your calls on the tanking stuff, the ideas for a softer phrase for it. We'll get in, you know, more into the Giants and stuff. But next hour, I really want to open up the Jets conversation and what Aaron Rodgers did tonight, the future of Aaron Glenn. I have a trade idea for the Jets. And a coach that's sitting out there that I think will make a great coordinator for the team. So all that coming up next, After Hours, here on The Fan.